Pirates down 7, 33 seconds to go with the basketball for North Central. Left side, here's King. Drives it hard in the paint, puts up the bank shot, hits. Tyler King gets two more, and it's 88-83 with 27 seconds to go in the second half. Ball comes inbounds to Artis. Artis trapped against the baseline. Swings it to the timeline to Washington. 20 seconds to go, and he'll be wrapped up and fouled by King. That will foul out Tyler. What a performance by Tyler King. The all-time NCMC scoring record is 47 by Mike Balance. And King finishes the game with a 4 in the scoring column. An even 40 for Tyler King. 21.1 seconds to go in the second half. 88-83 is lead for Milwaukee Area Tech. At the free throw line for Tech, it's Keandre Washington. He is 4 of 5 from the free throw line, working on a 6-point afternoon. First free throw by Keandre up. Rattles, falls. So Washington gets the free throw to go, and that makes it 89-83. Second free throw coming up here for Keandre. The free throw here, it's on the way and good. Washington knocks in a pair, and that gets Milwaukee closer to the winner's circle. 21 seconds to go. Milwaukee's lead is 7. Ball goes front court into the hands of Reams. Reams down the heart of the paint, puts up the layup. It's blocked into the hands of the Stormers. Foul whistled against North Central. The ability to contest at the rim. Stormers have had it today. And the opponent for the Pirates back on Wednesday in National Park, they had the same. Big guys who can leap out of the gym, and that makes it very difficult to finish at the rim. More so than most teams in the country. That being said, the Pirates have 83 points. They just, against a team that averages 97 a game, Pirates have had trouble slowing down Milwaukee, but the defending national champions coming into this game 29-6. A lot of teams have said the same. Milwaukee, unless there is a big comeback here, going to win for the 30th time and end North Central season. Some good fight for the Pirates today. They had the advantage in the first 15 minutes, but they're going to fall a little bit short. 92-83 is the score. Three-point shot put up and good by Giovanni Mack. So Mack gets the three, and that will do it from here in Danville. 92-85, the final, as Milwaukee Tech gets the victory.